Election coverage. As bill named, Precinct 3 Commissioner. PJC fails in Delta County. Elected into office as Delta County Precinct 3 Commissioner was Bobby Asbill as Tuesday's results were decided. It's his first try at political office, with that defeating David Mims, who ran on the Democratic ticket. He will take over for the outgoing Lloyd Vandergriff. Asbill has spent 10 years as a resident of Delta County and has experience in farming, with owning his own farm in Delta County as well as dirt work and construction experience. He received 68% or 356 votes to Mims' 31% or 166 votes. Asbill said he's prepared to stand his ground and do what is right for the county, Precinct 3, and its tax-paying citizens. Of the just over 3,000 registered voters, 1,096 went to the polls early in Delta County for one of the most attention-grabbing political election seasons. The total number of voters equaled 2,331 for this county. Paris Junior College proposed tax did not pass with Delta County voters by a margin of 1,353 to 664 votes, or 67% against. In surrounding counties, Hopkins County was predominantly 70% against the PJC proposition, as well as Fannin and Hunt counties, with Lamar County for the tax with 55% reported. In the State Board of Education District 9, Kevin Ellis took 80% of the votes. Railroad Commissioner went to Wayne Christian with 78% of the votes. And for U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe received 91% of Delta County votes. Unofficially, Delta County has favored Donald Trump with 80% of the votes, over Hillary Clinton receiving 400 votes for 18% at the print deadline of the Cooper Review. In Delta County, 82% voted straight Republican Party. I'm Cindy Roller, reporting from the Delta County Courthouse for the Cooper Review and KETR News.